Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm a program manager on Windows Phone.
Hi, I'm Varsha. I'm a dev lead on Windows Phone.
And today we're going to talk about Cortana Contextual Awareness, which is supporting schema.org markup in your emails. Now, Cortana is Microsoft's personal assistant built around you. She gets to know you over time, building a relationship with you based on trust. Cortana tracks the stuff you care about, looks out for you throughout the day, and helps filter out the noise so you can stay on top of what matters most. This talk is geared towards developers who work at flight provider companies, such as travel portals like Orbitz, or airline companies like Lufthansa. If you're sending emails about flight bookings to your customers, then this is a great resource for you.
Schema.org is a consortium between Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, and Yandex. This group of people came together initially to define a common vocabulary to define the semantics of content found on the web. The initial goal was to enable search engines to make semantic meaning out of the data that they found on the web. However, having defined a common vocabulary opened the gates to a number of different scenarios. For instance, email HTML content could be annotated with schema.org vocabulary, and suddenly now email content has got semantic meaning to it. Microsoft as a company is invested in furthering different experiences around schema.org vocabulary. Cortana has taken the initial steps in doing this by lighting up flight reservation scenarios that are received over email. Schema.org supports a couple different formats. JSON-LD is a JSON-like format, and microdata is a more classic HTML notation. You will see examples of both of these formats in the slides to come.
Before we dive into those code examples, we want to show you what your customers will experience when you light up these schema.org scenarios. So let's consider one of our customers named Estella, and she books a flight to New York on BlueYonderAirlines.com. Now, as usual, Estella gets her boarding flight information through her email about her ticket itinerary. Later on, Estella goes to her start screen on her Windows Phone device, and she taps on Cortana. Now, Cortana magically associates this email itinerary in her canvas and asks Estella if she wants to track the flight. Because Estella has so much to do before her flight departs, she asks Cortana to help her keep her updated. She taps yes, and Cortana lets her know that the day before departure, she'll give her up-to-date status. Now that day has come and Estella is ready to get on her flight. She goes to her start screen and notices that Cortana's live tile is updating with flight status information for her trip to New York. Going into Cortana, she sees that her flight is scheduled to be on time to depart at 7 a.m. and she has all her boarding gate information and terminals. Now, if this flight were ever to become delayed or change gates, Estella would be notified by Cortana.
Now, here's how Cortana found out about all of this information. When Estella made a booking on Blue Yonder and received a confirmation email, here's what it contained. It contained schema.org vocabulary. In this case, what's shown on screen is the JSON-LD representation of it. It contains all of the details of her reservation. Of particular interest to Cortana is the flight-specific details. Like, for instance, what is the flight number, the airline of travel, the departure and arrival airports, the date times of departure and arrival, and so on. So Cortana is able to scan Estella's emails and know all of this information, and then is able to help her track her flight and manage her travel. Microdata is the other format that we support. It is the exact same information that is demonstrated here using an alternate format. It's still got the same pieces, like the flight number, the departure airport, arrival airport, and so on.
So now we're going to show you a demo of what this looks like on device.
So here's Estella. She's received an email from Lufthansa confirming a reservation that she made. She taps open her email just to skim over her itinerary. And then she goes back to Cortana. And Cortana has already learned about her travel reservation. Cortana is prompting her if she should track the flight on her behalf. So Estella has 4 days to go for her flight. It's on the 29th. So she taps yes. And now Cortana's got her back. Now, assuming, you know, it's the day of her travel, she would get an experience like this. So here's another flight, which is for today. It shows the exact terminal and gate of departure for the flight. So this would be her experience on the day of the flight, or rather 24 hours prior to the flight.
Now I'll show you a tool that we've built to help you validate your schema markup. Here's a snapshot of what the tool looks like. As you can see, it's pretty straightforward. You can just copy and paste your markup into this box here and hit validate. And the tool will show you if you're missing any required fields or if you've made any other errors. So I will show you what that looks like on the website. So here's the tool on the website. And as you can see, I've pasted some sample schema markup in JSON-LD. And I have my airline number, the destination and arrival. But I've intentionally made a mistake and forgotten the flight number. So if I hit validate, then you can see that it calls out that there's two errors. The first one is missing a flight number. And the second is I've added this non-supported property called meal requirement, which is not a supported schema. So the tool will let me know where I've made those errors. So now I'll show you what happens when I correct those errors. So here I've remembered to put the flight number and I got rid of that meal requirement field. Hit validate, and as you can see, my schema is good to go. So here are some resources for you to look further into supportingschema.org for Cortana. The first one is a DevCenter site on contextual awareness, where we give you more samples of code, show you which fields are required for Cortana to pick up your flights, and also have some screenshots of that UI that we showed earlier. The second link is the Markup Tester, which is the tool that I just demonstrated. And lastly is the schema.org homepage for all your schema updates.
So what you've seen today is the start of Microsoft's investments in schema.org based experiences. We invite you to come partake in this journey and help light up more and more experiences through schema.org on all of Windows devices.
Thank you.
Thank you.